Welcome to the Solution Focused Schools Unlimited podcast series. My name is Dr. Linda Metcalf, and I am the author of Counseling Toward Solutions, the first book published in 1995 that took the solution-focused approach into classrooms for students kindergarten through 12th grade. Now it is being revised for the fourth time and includes a variety of new topics that are very relevant to today's schools. Publishing by Routledge will occur very soon, and the book will be available in May 2021. Today's podcast will take a little bit of a different direction. Honestly, for the past month, I have struggled with what to put in a new podcast because I know that so many of you out there have been struggling with so many responsibilities and things that have been asked of you, and you've done it with finesse. You truly have. After all, what do I have to say and offer that can help you do even more? So instead, I thought, why not take a look backward? Yeah, that's kind of odd, isn't it, for a solution-focused therapist to say? Let's look backward over the past 6, 7, 8 months that you've been back in school, whether you've been Zooming or whether you've been face-to-face with your students as a guidance counselor or a teacher. Let's look back at some things that worked. I have to admit that over the past several months, I've come in contact with some amazing teachers and school counselors who have certainly rocked all these months in their efforts to reach out and engage with kids. I've heard stories of counselors that talk to middle school kids and ask them how they can make it through the day, even though the days are tough. And the kids have told them something like, well, last period, I get so hungry because my medication wears off. And a wonderful counselor named Kevin Cracker has offered a student to bring him goldfish crackers at the afternoon, at the last period, as a result of asking that question, how can you get through class? I've heard other stories of wonderful school counselors, high school counselors, who've asked their kids, what can I do to help you through this challenge you've got with your girlfriend, with your parents, with anything else that was bugging them? And I've seen them stop and wait and listen to the kids, and the kids have told them what they needed, and the counselors have said wonderful things such as, and how will that help you? And they did all of that without suggesting anything. The kids then walked out of the door of the counselor's office knowing what to do. I've even seen elementary school counselors working with kids that were struggling with online learning and found ways to get them to open up their camera and talk to them by not talking about school at all, instead just getting to know them. These human touches, this engagement that you all have done and made with students over the past 6, 7, 8 months of school is absolutely remarkable. And you've done it well. So for a few minutes in this podcast, I'd like for you to sit back, relax, and smile at what you've done. It's very easy to think about all the things ahead of us over the next few weeks of school as we finish up the school year. But I think what's even more important is that we look back and we look at our successes. So this podcast is going to be about recouping and noticing your successes. You know, if you look at a lot of leadership books, they talk about the idea of always having the end goal in mind as you move toward that goal. And in solution-focused therapy, it's very, very obvious, too, that that is what we do. We look at the best hopes. We look at then, after we've got a clear picture of the best hopes, where we're going and what it will look like as we are on the path to get there. Well, just for a minute today, let's look at the fact that, let's just say, in August or September of this past year, you did set your goals. And probably many of you, from what I've heard from you when I've asked you about the goals, have said, just get me through the year. Just get me through. Let me do the best I can with all the extra things I'm being asked to do. And then I'd ask them, so what would that look like? And they would tell me. So just for a few minutes, think back, August, September, about what you aspired to do during this very rocky year. very, very challenging year. What did you aspire to do? So just think about that for a second. Now I want you to think about how you did it, because it is almost April 2021, and you've made it through 7 months of school. How did you do that? Just for a minute, write down on paper or type it into your computer or make a mental note. How did you do that? Those first few weeks of school were such a challenge, and yet you made it through. What was your mindset? That's an exception, you know? How we look at things, how we believe about ourselves and our abilities, how we believe in the students and the teachers that we work with every day. What did you believe about them? Now, granted, it would be very easy to get sidetracked over those months, but you kept going. So I have to think that there was a belief in there. So write down that belief that might have gotten you through those 7 months. Next, I want you to think about what personal values of yours helped you persevere those months. What values? What do you hold dear to you, yourself, in regard to humans and children and teenagers and teachers and the field of education? What values do you cherish and hold on to that get you through tough times? A wonderful friend of mine named Amanda Redstone lives in the UK, and she works at a place called the Institute for Narrative Therapy. And one time when I was listening to her talk to my students, she said, problems creep in to our lives whenever we forget to hold on to our values that are so important. And when the problems get in there and they begin to almost replace our values, we get very out of sorts. And things just don't seem to go right. And gosh, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? That when we forget our values, we don't honor our values, what we think is important to us, that could easily get in the way of our success. So what values did you use over the past 7 or 8 months that got you through to today, almost April 1st? And next, what actions did you take? If I were to have watched you with students, teachers, parents, administrators, anyone who walked into your door during the past 7 or 8 months, as a result of honoring your values, your abilities, your mindset, what might I have noticed you doing that today, March 31st, you're rather proud of? And what difference might it have made on those who left your office during that time? Did they walk out of your office maybe with a little spring in their step? Did they walk out a little more assured, a little more confident? I don't know. It's unique to you. I can't fill in the blank for you. But write down how you think the majority of people left your office after talking to you that you were really proud of. What did you do? What difference do you think you made for them? And here's another important question. As a result of doing that, what difference did it make for you? You know, the solution-focused approach is a very forward-thinking approach, a very future-focused approach. And often when I do my seminars and the webinars, this SF Connection, we talk a lot about not looking too far back into the past, but instead looking forward into the future. Well, here's the thing. Yes, it is a future-oriented approach, but a lot of the exceptions that can guide us through the future also happened in the past. My friend Michael White, who I cherished when he was alive and got to talk to him on several occasions, used to talk about the idea that when boulders get in our way, and those boulders are problems, interruptions, situations, COVID-19 was one for sure, we often look and we say, how will I ever get around this boulder? And Michael White said, instead of wondering how you'll get around that boulder, turn around and look at all the other boulders you've already gone around. And I just love, love, love that statement he made. He was such a bright, I think he was a genius when it came to working with people and children and teenagers. His work will live on. So as we think about going forward and finishing up the school year, now that we've looked back and we've seen what you did that made a difference, the mindset that you had at times that got you through. Hey, you know, we're not all perfect. The mindset can shift when you're overwhelmed. But instead of looking at those times, let's look at the times when you were less overwhelmed and the mindset worked with kids that you talked with. As we go forward to finish up this school year, if you had a suitcase of successes from the past 7 months, just for a minute, write down what would you take and put into that suitcase that you can carry along until the end of this school year. What comes to mind? What would your students say you should put in that suitcase and keep doing with them for the next weeks that go by and school comes to a close? What would the parents say they would want you to keep on doing that made a difference for them when they called you up and they were so concerned about their kids not being engaged in learning and worried about their high school student getting the credits they need when they were not performing well due to the online learning and the face-to-face learning and switching back? What would they say you did to reassure them that their students are going to be okay? Or what else did you do that helped a student to be okay? What would your teacher say you did that made such a difference? What would they say they would definitely want you to put in your suitcase of tools and abilities and successes to finish up this school year? What would they say? What would your administrator say? And what would you say you did that got you through? Because you see, when I do these podcasts and I do these connections online and do programs in person, yes, I'm talking about ways that we can reach students. But when I begin talking to an audience or talk to anyone of you, I always ask, what do you need? What would make the difference for you? I work for each one of you. Every time I put on a webinar, every time I do these podcasts, yes, I want children in the world, teenagers in the world, to do extremely well in school and see you all as engaging, wonderful people that have interpersonal skills that make all the difference in their lives. But I can't reach them. I can reach you. And when you do something different, when you do something unique, when you see inside of a student or a teacher and a parent who does not see their abilities, when you see it and you bring it out by being curious and complimenting them and encouraging them to keep on doing what works without giving them direction, you reach them in ways that will last a lifetime. The things that you've done this past year, I want you to think for a second as we finish up here. Imagine all the things you've done well that are going into that suitcase as I talk. And let's say you close up that suitcase just for the end of this podcast and then open it up again, of course, after you get back to school again this afternoon or tomorrow, whenever you go back to school. And when you do, I want you to think about something. There are students, teachers, and parents in your life that you have touched this year by your abilities, your strategies, that will remember you. I know they will. Because if you're like me, there have been people in my life that I remember every single day because they saw something in me that stuck with me. And I think of those persons whenever I get a little off track. And maybe you do too. Guess what? You get to be one of those persons in a life of a child, teenager, parent, teacher, that they will think about too. They'll think about you, the things you might have done this past year, 5 years, 10 years, maybe even longer. You rock, everyone. You've made it through the year. I am so impressed, and I'm honored to get to talk to you whenever I can. Best wishes. Let's go for it. Let's make that finish line. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It is always a joy to talk with you. I appreciate all the emails I get after I do podcasts and the appreciation. Just like you, those things really make a difference to me, and I keep on going as a result. Don't forget to join me at the Solution Focused Connection, a webinar that occurs every other week up until the 1st of July, when I will take a break this year for a month and then come back and start all over again in August. That webinar is free, and it offers one free CEU every time you attend. Please go to solutionfocusedschool.com to register. And again, suggestions for future webinars, future Solution Focused Connection webinars are always welcome. You can reach me at lmetcalf62@gmail.com. Best wishes to all of you.